Good morning. Today is Saturday, March 9th, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and their loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections. Surrendering Self-Will. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 34. No matter how much one wishes to try, exactly how can one turn his own will and his own life over to the care of whatever God he thinks there is? In my search for the answer to this question, I became aware of the wisdom with which it was written, that this is a two-part step. I could see many times where I should have died, or at least been injured, during my previous style of living, and it never happened. Someone, or something, was looking after me. I choose to believe my life has always been in God's care. He alone controls the number of days I will be granted until physical death. The matter of will, self-will or God's will, is the more difficult part of the step for me. It is only when I have experienced enough emotional pain through failed attempts to fix myself that I become willing to surrender to God's will for my life. Surrender is like the calm after the storm. When my will is in line with God's will for me, there is peace within. As Bill Season Number 69, Giving Without Demand. Watch any AA of 6 months working with a 12-step prospect. If the newcomer says, "To the devil with you," the 12-stepper only smiles and finds another alcoholic to help. He doesn't feel frustrated or rejected. If his next drunk responds and in turn starts to give love and attention to other sufferers, yet gives none back to him, the sponsor is happy about it anyway. He still doesn't feel rejected. Instead, he rejoices that his former prospect is sober and happy. And he well knows that his own life has been made richer as an extra dividend of giving to another without any demand for a return. Grapevine, January 1958. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.